Good evening, everyone. Is it good evening? Did I misspell that? Anyway, good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a good Wednesday or hump day or hump evening or something like that. I don't know that commercial from Geico back in 2011. It kind of got popular, and everybody keeps calling Wednesdays hump day. All because of that stupid commercial. Anyway, enough of that. Allow me to talk to you about something that's really, really grinding my gears. And that something is the high crime rates in many major cities in U.S. Like, my God, the crime is unparalleled. Shoplifting, shootings, robberies, anything that is considered a crime is high, and the police aren't doing anything. Well, some people are saying, oh, they're not doing their job, or they're scared they might get canceled. Actually, I don't know. I don't know what's the problem with these crime rates going high and such. I don't know anything about crime. I have no say in the matter, but I'm just expressing an opinion. These crime rates are terrible. And I hope that something happens. Something should happen to I can't even think of the word. This is really hard. Making a video vertically and talking about high crime rates and shit, it's really hard. Also, on a related note, I hear that COVID's going up again. That's probably basically stupid people's fault for not caring about health and safety. They probably don't like to wash their hands. They probably don't like to stay away from people and get others' business. But I just hope that another lockdown is not imminent. I don't want to go for another lockdown. If there's another lockdown, I can guarantee that there will be protests. Not to say that there is going to be another lockdown, but I don't know. This is something that I don't know. I'm not a master in diseases and such. I'm just someone from Mississippi talking about these issues. I mean, issues like inflation. That's mostly based on the president's fault, of course. And what about that wildfire in Maui, Hawaii? Just because one tree limb fell, the whole island goes ablaze. That could be ratified. If someone cut those limbs down. Yeah. Electric companies do this. They would get one of those razor things and such, and get a saw blade and cut down the limbs. They would cut down the limbs in case any storm is coming that could knock down power lines. It's to save lives, too. And this is what happened in Maui. Neglect in a duty. And now people are homeless, are starving, and businesses are going down. I am not a master in economics and disasters and such, but I know I repeat stuff. I'm autistic. Get over it. All I'm saying is democracy is screwed up. Democracy is screwed up. The far left really screwed up our government. We used to handle situations like normal, help people, but the far left doesn't care about people. They only care about their agendas and whatnot. And if you care about personal freedoms and the Constitution, you should have voted for the other side. I'm not saying that it's the far left's fault. It mostly is, but I know I'm not I don't like politics. I don't like to discuss politics. I'm just very concerned in the political sense. So if you want to attack me by writing terrible, hateful comments about me that I don't know anything about politics, I do not know about politics or anything of disasters or crime rates and such. I'm just somebody on the internet. I'm one person. I'm just a person. A man. Male. Why can't we go back to being civilized people, other than just being adult children who complain about what director or star just said about the person or your community or something like that. Just, we need to think for ourselves, not think about others. Well, you have to think about others and such, but don't be a dick about it. That's just my take on it. Not a take, an opinion on it. This is my opinion, and I'll stand by it. Connor Waltman out.